This is the TTPA, Tani Talks Pirkei Avos. This year, where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary, practical advice to say we are here in the last 11 or so Mishnahs of Season 6, looking at Chapter 6, Paragraph 1, of course, in the wonderful Mishnah elucidated. In our last 11 or so Mishnahs of this season, we're going to finish off, God willing, and then we're going to take our big summer hiatus before, God willing, we come back next season, next year, Emir Tzashem B'li Neder. We always start off the chapter. Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chelek L'Olam Haba Shenemar V'Amech Kulam Tzadikin L'Olam Yershu Oretz Netzer Mata'ai Ma'ase Yadai L'Hispa'er. All Israel has a share in the world to come, as it is said, all your people are all righteous. They shall inherit the land forever. They're the branch of my planting, my handiwork in which to take pride. Of course, always telling us that every single one of us have the ability to grab hold of Olam Haba, to grab hold of our share in the world to come, if we just try. These Mishnahs in Chapter 6 are very difficult, very long, very tedious, and very technical. I ask you to bear with me, as there is a lot of wordage and a lot of commentary, so we will, God willing, get with it. The following chapter is known as Perek Kinyan HaTorah, the chapter of acquiring Torah, because most of it deals with the benefits of studying Torah and how to succeed in this task. This chapter is not actually part of Tractate Avos. It does not even consist of Mishnahs. Rather, it is a collection of brisos, teaching of Tanaim that were not included in the Mishnah, was added to the five chapters of Avos because those chapters discuss good character, which is needed for the successful study of Torah, as will be taught in Brisos 5 and 6, as the Chassid Yavetz cited by Medrash Shmuel to Brisa 1 explains. This chapter has been studied together with Tractate Avos for many centuries. The Siddur of Rav Amram Goen, Babylonian 9th century CE, mentions the custom of learning the six chapters on the six Shabbos between Pesach and Shavuos, one chapter each Shabbos. They serve to prepare a Jew who relives the Exodus on Pesach for the giving of the Torah, which he celebrates on Shavuos, which is a custom that is widespread even today. Shanu Chachamim b'lashon ha-Mishnah. Baruch shebachar b'hem u'v'mishnah sam. The sages taught the following chapter in the language of the Mishnah. Blessed is he who chose the sages and their teachings. As mentioned in the introduction to the chapter, this chapter is not actually part of Avos. The scholars who placed this chapter at the end of Avos added this short paragraph to tell us that it consists of brisos, which are merely taught in the language of the Mishnah, namely Hebrew, in contrast to Aramaic, which is the Gemara language, Rashi points out. Having mentioned that the sages taught this chapter, the authors add some words of praise in keeping with the verse Zecher Tzadik Levracha from Mishlei. The mention of a righteous person is a blessing. That is when mentioning a righteous person, one should praise him, Derech Chaim points out. There is no greater praise than the fact that these sages were chosen by God to teach his word. Rabbi Meir Omer Kol Osik Batar Lishma Zochel Dvarim Harbe V'lo Oed Elisha Kol Olam Kulo Kedai Hulo Nikorea Ohu V'ohu Yves HaMakom Ois Aves Abrios Misamech HaSamakom Misamech HaSabrios O Mal Bashto Anava V'yir Machsharto Liyo Sadik V'chassid V'yashar V'neeman U'merachakto Menachet U'mekar V'to Lidei Zechus V'nehenin Mimenu Eitza V'sushia Bina U'gevura Shenemar Li Eitza Visushia anivina li gevura venosenus lo malchus memshala vekirikor din omegalin lo raze tora venaasek hema ayana miskaberku nahar sheena posek vehevit sanua ve erach ruach omochel al elbono omegal dalto omeromamto akol hama asim. So it's a long Mishnah with wonderful phraseology. Let's go through it, and then we'll read the notes as well alongside the way. The first price of the chapter lists the qualities one acquires through studying Torah for its own sake. Studying Torah for its own sake means studying purely out of love for God and not to avoid punishment or receive reward. Rabbi Meir says whoever is occupied with studying Torah for its own sake merits many things. The many things to which the Tana refers are those listed in the price below, Rashi points out. Some commentators explain that the Tana alludes here to things that are not mentioned in the price at all. There are physical blessings like children, health, and livelihood. These blessings are not identified because they are unimportant in relation to the things listed below, like being a called friend of God, which are matters of the spirit, as the Medrash Shmuel Tiferes Yisrael points out. Not only that, the whole entire world is worthwhile for his sake. The entire world was created for such a person, as Rashi points out. He is called friend of God and beloved of God. Scripture calls him friend in the verse from Tehillim to me, how precious are your friends, O God. Rashi points out, it also refers to him as beloved from Mishlei, I love those who love me, Machzor Vitri. He loves God and loves God's creatures. He brings other people closer to God, teaches them Torah, helps them in every way, Rashi points out. Because he loves God, he also loves God's creations. He therefore loves even sinners and people of bad character who did not deserve to be loved except for the fact that they were created by God, as the Pharisee Stroh points out. He gladdens God and he gladdens God's creatures. In the merit of one who learns Torah for its own sake, God blesses the world and fills it with goodness. Since God seeks to bestow kindness on people, he is glad when someone gives him reason to do so. The scholar also makes people glad because they benefit from the heavenly blessing that he brings to the world, as the Medrash Shmuel points out. The Torah clothes him in humility and fear of God. When a person applies one of his character traits, he can be described as wearing it because he is seen with it like he is seen in his clothes. A person who studies Torah for its own sake is always wearing the traits of humility and fear of God, as the Pharisee Yisrael points out. It makes him fit to be a righteous, pious, upright, and trustworthy person. A tzaddik, a righteous person, does not do anything wrong, is careful to fulfill his obligations. A chassid, a pious person, goes beyond his obligations, Rashi points out. A yashar, an upright person, is willing to compromise, Rashi points out. In Devarim, a ne'eman, a trustworthy person, is always honest and reliable, Machzor Vichy points out. The Braisa says that the Torah merely makes him fit to be righteous, pious, etc. One who studies Torah does not automatically acquire these traits. Rather, he must work to gain them. However, the study of Torah for its own sake helps to uproot the negative traits that prevent a person from reaching these high levels of behavior, the Medrash Shmuel points out. It distances him from sin and draws him near to merit. Studying Torah protects a person from the evil inclination, as stated in Sukkah 52b. Thus, Torah distances him from sin, Machzor Vichy points out, also draws him near to merit, in that it motivates him to actively seek out opportunities to perform mitzvos and do good deeds, as the Pharisee Stroh points out. People benefit from his advice and wisdom, understanding, and strength. Eitza, advice, refers to advice about worldly matters. Tushia, wisdom, is the Torah itself. Bina, intelligence, refers to deep analysis of the Torah. Medrash Shmuel points out he'll be able to help others by giving them sound advice and teach them the facts of Torah and what lies beneath them. Gevura, strength, represents the strength needed to overcome the evil inclination. Avis hu gibar hakovish es yitzro. As Medrash Shmuel points out, this too benefits others, for they learn from his example, from Tiferes Yisrael, pointing out, as it is stated in Mishlei, with me, the Torah, there is advice and wisdom. I am understanding. With me, there is strength that gives him kinship and power. He has a look of royalty on his face, which brings others to accept him as their leader, kingship, and listen to his decrees of power, Tiferes Yisrael points out, and powers of analytical judgment. The correct solutions to complicated court cases are open to him, Rashi points out. The secrets of the Torah are revealed to him by heaven, Rashi points out. Secrets of the Torah include Masa Bereishis, the secret of creation, Masa Merkava, the secret of divine throne, based on the prophet Yechezkel's vision of the glory of God, recorded in Yechezkel chapter 1, and the Kabbalistic teaching of Sefer Yetzirah, Book of Formation, from the Machzor Vichy pointing out. So the secrets are revealed to him. He becomes like a spring that is constantly grows stronger, and like a river that does not end. His wisdom keeps growing in size because he is able to infer one thing from another. His wisdom never ends in time because he teaches Torah to his students, who teach it to their students, and so on. Medrash Shmuel points out. And he is modest, patient, and forgiving of insult to himself. It promotes and raises him above all things. The universe was created so that human beings will achieve perfection in knowledge and character. A person who learns Torah for its own sake thus fulfills the goal of creation. The purpose of everything else is to help him in this task, each thing in its own way, whether directly or indirectly. He is therefore described as above all things, as the Rambam points out in commentary of his Mishnah. So learning Torah, being involved in chesed and mitzvot, is a wonderful thing. It brings so many good things. It leads you on the right path. It helps you with your gevura. It helps you on many things and gives you wonderful character traits all in all. So do what you can every day in a little bit, a little aspect, to get Torah in your life every single day. Join us next time as we talk about the idea of a voice emanating from a heavenly aspect, which comes from Mount Horeb, here on the TTPA. And I'm your host, Tani.